This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1540. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave, on this edition recorded November 25th. English from Austria, Korea, Kuwait, Poland, Russia, Spain, Sri Lanka. Reactivations from Brazil and New York. Wrong or new frequencies from Belarus, Bulgaria, Costa Rica, Iran, Libya, VOA. Clandestines for Sarawak, Somalia, Uganda. More news from Bolivia, Bonaire, Brazil, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, India, Niger. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. As of November 24th, we've not been able to detect even a carrier from LRA 36 Antarctica 15476 for almost 2 weeks. The last time we did was on November 12th, so we suspect it's off the air again. Can anyone confirm hearing them since that date? Those in the Cono Sur should be able to tell whether it's on the air or not. On November 19th, I was able to confirm that Austria still has a token English news capsule relayed from the domestic service on 6155, heard between 0708 and 0712 UT when it went into another little news capsule in French. This is Monday through Friday only. By the way, don't expect to hear anything about Austria during this newscast, as it is intended for English-speaking listeners inside Austria to hear about what's going on elsewhere. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany complains that one of the transmitters in Belarus, the one on 7360, which he says adds up to 200 kilowatts, being composed of 45 kilowatt former jammers, that this frequency is now putting out five strong spurious signals as well, peaking at approximately these areas: 7264, 7330, 7371, 7419.5, and 7452, but each spreading over several kilohertz. This was after 2300 UT on November 23rd. Jamie Labadia, who has been responsible for new shortwave transmitters in Guyana, Liberia, and Vanuatu at least, says, heads up to all the Xers, I'm building a 5-kilowatt transmitter and antenna system for Bolivia on 6055. I should be done with the transmitter by December 22nd and the antenna by the 30th. The transmitter will take about 3 weeks to clear customs. Then I'll go down to start building the station. Should start testing on the air by January 7th. He does not say what station, but we know there's already a Bolivian listed on that frequency, and it may be currently an active Radio Cultural Juan 23 in San Ignacio de Velasco, varying to 6054. So is it that one, or a totally new or different station on that frequency? Torrential rains threaten Transworld Radio Bonaire. According to TWR.org news and blog via Alokesh Gupta, an item dated November 19th with several photos of the transmitter site being flooded. This, of course, makes us wonder if the shortwave site on the same island of Radio Netherlands is also facing flooding, but we've had no word about that. In DSWCI, DX Window, Dario Monferini in Italy reports that Radio Cultura São Paulo, Brazil, has been reactivated after 23 months off the air on 9615. Heard November 11th at 2055 to 2115, but we've had no other reports of it. Is anyone else hearing it, especially in Brazil? They reactivated Radio Inconfidencia Belo Horizonte, Brazil, on 15190 variable. May have been missing again for a while, but this past week it's been reported again. I've been hearing it, and it collides with Radio Africa Equatorial Guinea carrying Tony Alamo between 22 and 23 UT, but after that, Brazil is in the clear. There's a lot of variation in the frequency, which may be caused by trans-equatorial propagational disturbances, and possibly also by instability in the transmitter itself. It's also being reported around this time by Harold Sellers in British Columbia, Mark Cody in Ontario, and in the morning between 09 and 11:30 by Manuel Mendez in Spain. On at least one occasion, Radio Bulgaria was on the wrong frequency. At the beginning of the English broadcast at 2200, 6300 instead of 6200, as heard by Harold Froge in Michigan. We continue to hear Firedrake, all musical jamming from China here and there, but not too much of it. It seems propagation conditions are more favorable in the summer. But here's a new one, 6180, reported by Ron Howard in California, until 1630 UT, November 24th. Firedrake on that frequency to block the BBC in Uzbek, because the Chi-Com don't like news coming out from the BBC about the Uzbek ethnic minority. Parallel Friar Drake was also an 11920 past 1630 against the VOA Tibetan service, which had news about the Dalai Lama planning to retire. Ron Howard in California notes that one of the Chinese stations on 5050 has changed its ID in English. It's now FM 96.4 Beibu Bay Radio, heard at 1430 November 23rd. Another week has gone by, and Arnie is still having Radio Havana Cuba block the only remaining frequency of HCJB in Ecuador, 6050, on the RHC schedule between 01 and 11 UT. And HCJB is using it during that period, except for its middle-of-the-night break between 05 and 08:30. Perhaps Arnie needs a face-saving way to make a compromise and resolve this totally unnecessary collision. He could reduce RHC usage of 6050 to the English portion only at 05 to 07. But meanwhile, the frequency Cuba left, 5970, goes begging for an occupant. Terry Kruger in Florida reports hearing a Radio Republica relay on yet another frequency, 5936.22, November 15th at midnight 38, previously discovered by David Crawford in Florida, parallel to the usual 5954.12, which is jammed. He did not think it was a spur, since he could not find a match on the other side, and it was not yet jammed on 5936, but expected to be now that the word is out. However, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania on November 24th until sign-off at 0400 was also hearing this 5936.22, which he assumes is a spur of the Radio Republica relay in Costa Rica by Elcor on 5954.22. Spur was quite weak, but he could also hear a match on the other side, 5972.22. Roger Tidy and Noel Green in England have been discussing how Radio Prague's signal on 5930 is not as strong as it used to be in previous winters. But as of November 18th, it had improved somewhat. And then on the 24th, Roger received a reply from Radio Prague's engineer, Aldrich Chip, that the Litomyshl transmitting station is using a different directional antenna, which might improve reception in the south of England. In case you've been hearing an Eritrean on 5060, presumed to be Radio Bana, move from 5100, apparently not. In DSW CIDX window, Ilpor Parvainen in Finland says, Radio Bana was a radio service operated under the Education Ministry of the Eritrean government. According to many internet sources, Eritrean security forces raided the headquarters of it on February 22, 2009, and arrested up to 54 journalists in a new media crackdown, BBC reported. Radio Bana was a small station in the heart of the capital, putting out educational programs. Its entire staff of around 50 journalists were arrested. Ilpo says, I got in contact with one of the volunteer workers at Radio Bana, and he is rather sure that the story of that station ended on that day. Several people who work there are still in prison, and the transmitting facilities were taken over by the Ministry of Information. They launched a new frequency, 5060, and after that, programs identified have had a totally different nature, including Voice of Oromo Liberation and Arbeknok Voice Radio. They also have a standard morning program. But Ilpo says, I have never heard Radio Bana in the early morning hours on 5060. So editor Aker Peterson says, if you hear Horn of Africa music on 5060, it's coming from this news station instead. And in fact, he was hearing it in Denmark until sign-off at 7:25 UT on the 19th and 20th of November. Still not sure what it's called, but it was underneath Xinjiang PBS China. Also heard signing on the 21st and 22nd of November at 03:54 and during the following hour with some lovely string music, interval signal, and IDs in five languages. Torsten Hallmann in Germany has a new frequency for Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, Program 2, 9700, parallel to 7175, heard Sunday, November 21st, until Bulgaria came on with the DRM at 1726. He thinks Eritrea was signing off at 1803. However, on the 22nd, he heard it at 1645 without any jamming. Meanwhile, Ethiopia is active again on 9705. Brian Alexander heard that until sign-off at 2100, November 24th, with their national anthem, but with interference from Niger, which is also active again on that frequency. Well, almost. It was 10 hertz low. If you think you heard KTWR in Guam, it may have actually been a relay via KFBS Saipan. Sergey S. noted an item in the Guam Shortwave Transmitter Replacement blog at ktwrdrm.blogspot.com. Or actually, I noted it when he brought that to our attention. It said on November 15th, a special thank you to FEBC Saipan, who aired some of our programming on Thursday and Friday, so that our listeners would continue to hear their programs. That was while they were working on their own transmitter. But was this authorized? They give no details. Apparently that means that KFBS came up on the frequencies normally used by KTWR. On November 23rd and 24th, there was a major strike by workers at All India Radio, greatly disrupting broadcasts, although the issue was apparently over the television side. Many shortwave frequencies were off the air. We noted that the 31-meter channels, 9425 and 9690, were missing during our mornings. 9870 VBS remained on the air most of the time, but just with music fill. And they were coming and going. There are a number of reports of this from our correspondents in India, Joe's Jacob, Alokesh Gupta, that many or most of the 60-meter frequencies of All India Radio were temporarily off the air, allowing them to hear some other DX, as well as many medium-wave channels. But the strike was supposed to end at 03:30 UT, November 25th. DX Mix News, Bulgaria has a new frequency for the new clandestine to Iran, Radioe Rahoye Iran, at 16:30 to 17:30, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. It's 5825. Via the Armavir site in Russia, replacing 5840. With the situation between North and South Korea, people are asking me where they can hear broadcasts from these countries. In North America, KBS World Radio from the South is best heard via the Canadian relay at 12 to 13 UT on 9650, while Voice of Korea from the North, which has no relays, you can try for the English hours at 13 and 15 UT on 9335 or 11710. The Latin American broadcast at 01 UT also might be heard on 11735, 13760, and 15180. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1540. Consult our website for a lot more info, worldofradio.org. Especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which World of Radio is based. If you would like to financially support this non-commercial service, you may send a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. or by a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. We're glad to hear from Jorge Freitas in Brazil and Mike Barraclough in England that Radio Kuwait's English broadcast is still on the air, 18 to 21 UT on 15540. Although it's not propagating here, they really need to be on a much lower band, such as 9 or 11 megahertz during the winter. On November 23rd and 24th, I'm hearing Voice of Africa Libya inexplicably on a new frequency, 17800 for the English broadcast at 14 to 16, and also for the Swahili broadcast at 12 to 14. It had been on 17725, but they moved on to the same frequency as Deutsche Welle during those same 4 hours. Via Rwanda and then via Portugal also broadcasting to Africa. It's quite a collision here in North America, and no doubt much worse there. It makes no sense whatsoever for Libya to have left that clear frequency to interfere with Deutsche Welle. Libya's other channel is still on 21695. On November 20th, we found that New York Radio had finally reactivated one of its frequencies, 3485 in single sideband, with its usual flight weather information until 0620 UT, after which the frequency was turned over immediately to Gander Radio in Newfoundland. I noticed that both stations are not using exclusively metric units. Thorsten Hallmann in Germany has been making more observations of the reactivated La Voix du Sahel in Niger on 9705, not to be confused by Ethiopia, now also on that frequency. He says Niger's schedule is somewhat complex or erratic. On November 22nd, it went off at 0703, but it was on again before and after 1700 UT. Their time pips are about 10 seconds late, both at 07 and 1700. On Saturday and Sunday, it was on much after 0700. On the evening of Sunday the 21st, it was widely heard by ADX members in Austria and Germany between 1900 and 2201, but not before 1900. On several days the previous week, the frequency was completely clear between 18 and 19. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania says this about the schedule. Sign-off is at 2200 on Sundays only. All other days it's at 2300. He was hearing it November 21st until 2201. They sign off with 5 seconds of their flute interval signal and then the choral national anthem. In Michigan, Harold Froge was getting surprisingly good reception of Polish radio, the English broadcast at 1800 UT on November 18th. It's on 9650 relayed via the United Arab Emirates. Well, at least it's aimed back toward Europe, so I suppose more or less toward us. He gives it an SIO rating of 554. But Roger Tidy says reception in London of Voice of Russia's evening and transmissions in English is rarely better than fair, and it's often poor on 7330 and 7290. By far the best time to hear Russia is between midnight and 01 UT on 6240 via Pridnestrovia, which is beamed to North America. We have many more reports this week in the new DX Listening Digest, number 1047 of the new clandestine Radio Free Sarawak. Last week, I got mixed up and gave the wrong site for the frequency, 7590. 15680 for the 10 to 11 UT broadcast is Palau, as has been confirmed by the webcast, and listings at the World Harvest Radio website, where they refer to it as Radio Perjuma, P-E-R-C-U-M-A. DX Mix News in Bulgaria, and everyone else, it seems, assume the other transmission, which is easier to hear in Europe and North America, at 2230 to 2330 UT on 7590. Assume that one is via the Tajikistan site. Here in deep North America, it's been a very tough catch. So far, I've only heard a carrier and some traces of modulation on 7590. More about the mysterious new Somali language service we mentioned last week. According to DX Mix News in Bulgaria, these transmissions via the Babcock network are as follows. At 04 to 05, 15700. And with a slight change in azimuth, 05 to 07 on the same frequency, both of those via the UAE. 1830 to 1930 on 11740 via Wolverton, UK. And 1930 to 2130 back to the UAE on 11970. This service is abbreviated in the listings with the letters DAM, which could stand for the Arabic word Daman, meaning security. Wolfgang Büschel thinks it's being called Radio Damal, D-A-M-A-L, and it might have something to do with Saudi Arabia. Since Spain's own schedules are contradictory and unreliable, we have to monitor to find out what they're really doing. I've now confirmed that the Spanish DX program, Amigos de la Onda Corta, is airing UT Saturdays at 0605 on 5965 via Costa Rica, but it's no longer followed by the mailbag show. I've also reconfirmed that the Basque language program, which just started a few weeks ago, is still airing Monday through Friday at 1330 UT on all their frequencies, three of them on 13 meters, best here on 17595. Although it's not lasting the full half hour, which explains why we're hearing Castilian well before 1400 again. And a reminder of the new three-minute English newscast Spain has added weekdays at 15:37 on 17595 and all the other frequencies. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania reports the English broadcast from Sri Lanka, 11905, signing on abruptly at 15:30 with economic news in progress, and they identify both as Radio Ceylon and Radio Sri Lanka. Later on, they read some obituaries. Harold Sellers in British Columbia was listening to it at exactly the same time on the same date, November 18th. He says they were mixing English and Hindi, and they were, both of them also had co-channel interference from Polish radio via Wachtachtel in Ukrainian. If by Saturday at 1700 UT you have already heard World of Radio, and you don't need to listen to it on WWCR 12160, you might tune to 17725 for the weekly 15-minute clandestine broadcast to Uganda, Radio Yabaganda, transmitted via France. I did so on November 20th. It came on abruptly at 1700 with a Christian-sounding hymn, but they didn't allow it to finish. Started talking in vernacular at 2:30 past the hour. I think I heard a few words of English, but it was so heavily accented it was hard to tell what was what. I listened for a few more minutes, and it sounded extremely amateurish, recorded on lo-fi consumer equipment with bad phone quality audio. They were even saying, hello, hello, trying to get someone to answer as if it were a live broadcast with no post-production. Anyhow, the signal was sufficient, but no comparison to VOA Portuguese 17740, which had just signed on and was splattering down as far as 17725. Via Mike Terry, broadcastnow.co.uk, November 23rd, an article by Catherine Nyland says, staff at the World Service of the BBC will have to wait a further 2 months to hear whether their jobs are safe, as BBC has pushed back any decision on cuts until after Christmas. On November 23rd and 24th, I'm finding VOA's Spanish service on a surprise new frequency until 14 UT, 13750 instead of 13715. Thanks to Jake Longwell, we have a new outlet in New York State, Geneva Community Radio on the web. We're at 7 p.m. Sundays or midnight UT Mondays, followed by the International Radio Report. He has a lot of other programming on Fridays, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. Go to genevaradio.blogspot.com. He hopes this will eventually lead to an on-air, low-power FM community radio service. I noticed that WTWW has moved 1 hour later for the morning frequency change 5755 to 9479, now at 1400 UT. And an update on how transmitter number 2 is coming along at WTWW from George McClinock. He says the target date is now February 1st, 2011, although there may be some carrier tests before then. From the November NASB newsletter, we learn that KVOH in California is selling its 50-kilowatt shortwave transmitter. It's about 40 years old, an RCA BHF-100B, originally used by HCJB, and went to KVOH about a sesquidecade ago. It's in Simi Valley, California. It weighs 12 tons. No price mentioned, but it seems to me it's in such bad shape, they should pay someone to take it off their hands, rather than vice versa. I was hearing it again on November 24th, around 18 UT. Strong signal on 17.775, but as usual, with lots of distortion on the music. And, bonus, it puts out spurs on 17.920 and 17.630. Steve Luce in Texas says KVOH's audio quality has been lousy for years. This unit should go to the scrap heap and or electronics recycling facility. I can't see why anyone would want it other than parts. For what? Another ancient transmitter? The open question is whether they're getting a new transmitter to replace it or about to give up altogether on shortwave. I'm still hearing WJHR in Milton, Florida, 15550 upper sideband, when daytime conditions permit, and they're about to celebrate their first anniversary on the air. I wonder how much longer the FCC is going to allow George Scott Mock to operate a low-power ham rig pretending to be a shortwave broadcast station, which are required to run a minimum of 50 kilowatts. Since he can get away with it, this should open the floodgates for anyone, including pirates, who want to get a shortwave broadcasting license to broadcast legally in SSB in the shortwave broadcast bands, saving the great expense of a real AM 50 kilowatt shortwave transmitter. I frequently reported the harmonic from South Carolina on 3160 WPJK, but here are a couple of other medium wave harmonics. At the Michigan D-Expedition, Don Moore heard WDKN from Dixon, Tennessee on 2520, November 13th at midnight 10 UT with country music and a local ID. Also heard in the morning. And in Florida, Terry Kruger heard an unidentified harmonic on 3900, November 21st at 1215. It seemed to be sports talk. It could be a third, fifth, or sixth harmonic. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued November 23rd. ANK indices 5 and 2, except for a minor increase to 7 and 2, December 11th to 15th. Solar flux 75 until December 2nd, then 80, and rising to a peak of 90 December 12th to 14th, down to 80 again by December 17th. The geomagnetic field is expected to be quiet except for an increase to unsettled levels, possibly December 11th to 14th. And that's World of Radio, number 1540. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.